I just want to say good morning,
good morning to everyone.
God bless. On the absent Pastor Jackson, this morning he asked me what I bring forth the word. So let's pray. Our Father, most gracious God, we just come thanking you, Father God, for this opportunity. We thank you for watching over us, leading, guiding us, protecting us. We thank you for throwing your strong protection around us and keeping it in the palm of your hand, covered with the blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit, we're asking you to rise up big in each and every one of us as we go forth preaching, teaching your word. Well, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, thanks God, I'll be coming out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. This morning, I'm going to just put a title on it. It would be, If My People. If My People. We see the message, saints of God, is to encourage God people to see his face, to seek him. We see that it says that if my people, he ain't talking about the sinner man, he talking about the believers. How many know there are people in this world today, there are hurting people in our city, there are hurting people in our schools, there are hurting people in our neighborhoods, and even in our family. These people are involved in different lifestyles, and they are trying to fill that emptiness they have in their heart with worldly things. No matter how hard they try to fill that emptiness, they will always come up short because that emptiness was created in our heart to be filled by God. Acts 17:28, it says, for in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of his own poet has said, for we are also his offspring. So we see, saints of God, that we are created in our heart, everything to be filled by God. For in him we live, we move, and have our being. Without God in our life, we are empty. Without God in our life, there's no purpose. Without God in our life, we search for the meaning of life. Without God in our life, we too are hurting. That's why there are people overdosing on drugs. Why? Because they are hurting. That's why people are giving up on life and feeling they have no hope. Why? Because they are hurting. We can go on and on about why and how people are hurting. People are running away from home, joining cults, involving in gang violence, involving in drug deals, involving in crime, involving in all kinds of stuff to try to feel that emptiness. There's a need today to reach out to these hurting people, saints of God. There's a need today for hurting people to come to know Jesus. There's a need for revival in this generation. Amen. How many want to see a revival in this land? How many want God to use you to bring someone into the kingdom of God?
Yes.
Today, I want to talk about some things that we, you and I, can do to bring about healing in our land. Things we can do to see that the life of hurting people are wretched, by the power of God Almighty. It says, if my people who are called by my name, if you and I, if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we are God's. What stands out to me about this passage of scripture is that it is calling on God's people, not those of the world to humble themselves and pray, but to you and I, which is God's people. The scripture doesn't say, if the unsaved call upon me, want to help themselves and turn from their ways, then will I hear and heal their land? No, God's word said, if my people who are called by my name, and how many know we are God's people? Now notice, it doesn't say you have to be a certain age, you don't have to be saved for a certain length of time, you don't have a lot of talent and gift, but the Bible simply said, my people. See, we don't need a lot of talent and gift to bring forth healing in this land, saints of God. But one thing each and every one of us can do as God's people is call upon the name of the Lord. How many know if we are saved, then we are God's people? Yes. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face. If we as God's people will humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, to humble ourselves, we are willing to put ourselves aside and be concerned about someone else's need. How many know sometimes we can be concerned about ourselves and only need we have, but when we humble ourselves, we are willing to put other needs before ours. Instead of humbling ourselves, sometimes pride, that word pride, is a downfall. We'll try and creep in and get us to focus on ourselves and forget about those around us. How many know pride will try and to get us to only focus on I, me, that word I. As a matter of fact, I is always in the middle of pride. Yes, we are going to have needs, and we are going to have needs, and we need to keep those needs in prayer. Even though we're believers, we're going to have needs. But God said that he will supply all our needs. So we just keep on praying, saints of God. But we also can't forget about our unsaved family members, our neighbors, our co-workers, our friends at school, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, and the lost. God wants to bring about healing in the land, which includes our family, friends, and loved ones. Here's a little test of humor for ourselves. When's the last time you told yourself, I've been praying for someone? When the last time you told someone, I've been praying for you? When we are willing to put our needs aside and put someone else's need before ours, we humble ourselves. Just think about it for a moment. Have you really told someone, I'm praying for you? Taking that selfishness away and really humbling yourself. We see not only humbling ourselves and praying for others, but also spending time worshiping God and loving him for who he is. Having that personal relationship with God and getting to know him through prayer. How do we get to know someone? We get to know them by spending time with them. And that's the same thing we have to do with God. We have to spend time in the Word. We have to spend time in prayer. We have to spend time meditating. We have to spend time with the Holy Spirit. We have to spend time listening to that still, small voice. See, God wants a relationship with us. He wants to know you and I personally. When you know someone personally, what is one of the ways that you recognize them? You recognize them by their face. You might say, well, I can recognize somebody by their voice, but somebody else might have that voice, and you might think you heard the right voice. But when you see that face, you know what I know. I've seen what I've seen. I've seen that face, and I recognize that face. So when you recognize someone for whom they are, you recognize them by their face. If you see a friend at the store or a family member at a gathering, you usually know them for sure by their faces. So you see, saints of God, we just can't go about what we think. We got to know, go about what we know as God people. And what we know should be the word of God. We just can't go about what people tell us or what we think. We got to know for sure that this, what we need to know, is the word of God. So anyway, let me put it this way. When we need to show our ID at a bank or at a store, what is on the license so people can recognize you or that is you is the portrait or your face. It's a picture of our face. Your face on the ID proves that you are really who you said you are. You can say you are, but you are recognized for who you are by your face. We usually recognize people by their face. God desires for us to know him for not only of what he can do, but also for who he is in our life. Not only crying out to God when we need something, but he wants us to know him for who he is. So thanks to God, we sometimes as believers, we cry out to God when we're in trouble, when we need something. But how many times a day do we really set aside personal time to really get to know God, really to be intimate with him? That getting to know him personally. See, sometimes we be so busy, you know, in the morning time we get up, we don't even think him. Just get up, go to a job, if you got a job, that's it, come home. Be so tired, take a shower, go to sleep. Might think about it, well, good Lord, good me. Thank God, let's eat, go. Lord, lay me down to sleep. Praise the Lord, my soul to keep. Good night. And that's it. But we got, thanks to God, we got to spend time and really get to know God. See, as we seek his hand only, are we seeking his hand only? Lord, could you do this? Lord, would you do that? Or are we also seeking his face by telling him, Lord, I love you. You are so awesome. You are a wonderful God. You are a loving God. You are a kind God. See, those of praises let him know that you are thinking about him, not just God, gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, like a little child, you know, at home and everything. Mommy, mommy, can I? Could you give me? Or daddy, 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 even when they get older. Daddy, 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 could you? Give me. They ain't got to be little. They can be old. And they still, daddy, 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 could you? But we got to turn away from that. God knows, he knows what we need. When we need, just ask and start thinking, believing that you have what you asked for. Because he gives you the desires of your heart. So we see, if we continues to just tell him, Lord, I love you. I praise you. I give you honor. I give you glory. How awesome you are. And if we turn from our wicked ways, how many know that sometimes we get so involved in things that we shouldn't be, even though we come to church, said that we're believers, we are righteous, but every once in a while, we do things that we shouldn't do, or we said things that we shouldn't say. So, once again, God is talking to his people in this portion of scripture. Let me ask you today, is there anything that we need to repent of? We might say, well, I ain't did anything. But you never know who have you offended. Deep down, it's not just what you know, but the things unknown to you. Is there anything that we need to, we've been holding on to that isn't pleasing to God? Is there anything that we have been involved in that we need to repent from? Now, I'm not just talking about those who aren't saved, but this can also be directed to those of us who are God people. Sometimes we get involved in things we shouldn't be, so it's a jealousy, hatred, gossiping, envy, all of those things. See, we shouldn't be, as believers, we shouldn't be involved in those. But they are sin. You got to be yourself, who God creates you to be. If some of us pray for that person as much as we gossip about them, they'll probably be on fire right now. So we have to be careful, thanks to God, talking about people, gossiping about people. And so we see that if you are here tonight, we are going to have the opportunity to give it all to Jesus. You can give it all to God right now. All you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned. For the sins that I have known and the unknown. Because you don't know who you have defended, offended. You don't know what you have done. But we as believers, we have to continue daily to repent. So we see, thanks to God, maybe God have been convincing you and saying today, I want to leave it all at the altar. So leave it at the altar, thanks to God. You say, I want to turn my unforgiveness into love, turn my hatred into understanding, turn my gospel into praying for the people or for a person. You might say, I want to turn from ways that I know have and they have not been pleasing to God. The last thing that I want to share is, God said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. It is awesome to know that we have a God who hears our prayer. It is awesome to know that we serve a loving and forgiving God. It is awesome to know that God can heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. God desires to heal our land and reach out to the hurting people of our city, our state, and our world. Are you willing to allow God to use you? If you are my people. So, like I said, if my people will humble themselves and pray, amen. May God have blessing to this message.